This is the Uptick Network Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Penny stock news and interviews from the microcap world. Public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world. With your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, we have a returning guest. He is Robert Boyd. He is the CEO of Endurance Gold Corp. Well, they trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol EDG. Robert, welcome back to the show.
Well, thank you, Everett. I'm glad to be here.
You know, we've picked up a lot of listeners since the last time you've been on the show. If you wouldn't mind, give us a little bit about statement of what you guys are about.
Well, Endurance Gold is a venture capitalized junior exploration company exploring for gold. Our primary focus of our 100% owned projects right now is exploring for gold in Alaska. And we drilled on one of our projects up there and made a discovery last year. But we also have a relatively good working capital because we sold a couple of our projects last year in Wyoming and one in Ontario. And as a result, we have a working capital.
Absolutely.
We're working capital in excess of $6 million or so Canadian dollars. So our company's been in existence for a while, and we're focused as a project generator, generating discoveries that either bring value through takeover bids, but also the potential for partnerships or sales of project assets.
You know, I was looking at some of your metrics last night, knowing that you was going to be on the show here this morning. Your market cap's around $8 million. Your stock price is about $0.08. What is Endurance Gold's exploration methodology, and how is this really going to create wealth for the shareholders?
Well, we focus on identifying projects in new areas that are relatively accessible. All of our projects are road accessible, including the ones we've got in Alaska. So we identify projects that can be explored efficiently and effectively at a relatively low cost. The goal is to identify projects where we make discoveries and create in-ground value that delivers value that contributes into market capitalization value for our shareholders. So we are undervalued at the present time, despite the market picking up a bit. We haven't put out our financials for year end, and once those are out, people will see that we've got a pretty good working capital, and that working capital is roughly equivalent to our share price right now. So we are getting no value for our exploration projects, despite our exploration success this past year and our plans to move forward and have an aggressive drilling and an exploration program this year in Alaska.
Well, you know, one of the reasons why I wanted you to come on the show is exactly that. I wanted to talk about, and I'm very excited about this property you guys have right outside of Fairbanks, I believe. It's the Elephant Mountain property. Can you tell us a little bit about that, the discovery, and what exactly you guys are going to do with that property?
Well, the property can be accessed through highways north of Fairbanks, and we're not that far away from the Alaska pipeline that comes down from the Arctic coast and feeds oil to the U.S. So we drive right past that pipeline. The highway goes within about 3 or 4 kilometers of the edge of our property, west of the pipeline, and we can access the edge of the property through historic placer mining creeks that have seasonal roads that access those placer creeks. So these placer creeks are generating and have for probably over 100 years or so generated placer gold out of the creeks. And those creeks look like they source their gold from the area of our properties. And so it forms the perfect geochem anomaly, and we're searching in that area through doing soil geochem. That soil geochem identifies gold in soils, and we drill on those gold in soils, and as a result, we made two discoveries last year, one at the south zone, where we discovered about 4 grams per ton gold over 4.6 meters, and we now need to follow up this year on that with additional drilling. And then we had about 1.4 kilometers to the north, or just under a mile north, we discovered another zone where we got a wide zone of gold mineralization that's 147 meters, grading 0.4 grams per ton gold. So it's a very wide, low-grade gold intersection that indicates a very strong system of mineralization, and our goal is to find the high-grade structural sources that generate both of these discoveries. And we do have a target that fits in there that warrants drilling, and that's our goal, is to get back and drill those targets this year.
That's what I was going to ask you. That being said, are you guys going to farm that out, or are you going to drill it yourself?
Well, we have to consider all of our options. We feel the best value for shareholders is making discoveries and adding value ourselves, as long as we can do it effectively at minimum dilution to shareholders. But if somebody comes along and offers us a transaction, then we're open to that. But we're not going to just sell the project. Our job is to generate value for shareholders. So if we do a transaction, we do it so that it would be non-dilutive to shareholders and gives us an exposure through a retained operating interest in the project in the future.
My guest today is Robert Boyd. He is the CEO of Endurance Gold Corp. Well, they trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol EDG. You know, IROC is a lot different than the SEC, and I just want my listeners to understand, is when you guys say that you find gold or you discover gold, you guys got to go through a lot of reports. You have to report a lot of things to IROC. It's not like here down in the States and say, hey, we've got a claim, we've got some gold. Could you just elaborate a little bit to my listeners about maybe a 43-101 and how different it is about reporting than it is in the States?
Well, reporting up here is the main regulator that oversees our activities would be the Venture Exchange, and the regulators associated with the Venture Exchange. And then sometimes IROC, especially when it comes to defining reserves and resources on a project. At this stage, none of our projects we've drilled off to the point where we can put and calculate a reserve or resource that would meet the 43-101 standards. So when we do, we're all professionals. I'm a professional geologist and spent my career of over 35 years in mineral exploration. So I understand what has to be done to put a resource together, and then ultimately we'll do that with the required experts and report a resource according to the standards that are required under National Instrument 43-101. Sometimes people do earlier stage reports that they claim and say are 43-101 reports, but a 43-101 report on earlier stage projects is one that meets certain requirement standards in terms of how you report.
Absolutely.
Information and the backup in terms of how you calculated your gold numbers and all that kind of thing. So it can be for an earlier stage project, it can be a technically comprehensive report, but it does give comfort to shareholders if those kind of reports are completed.
You know, you guys sold off one of your properties last year, and wanted to talk about the transaction of that. But wasn't the Rattlesnake property? Was that the Rattlesnake property in Wyoming?
Well, we actually there were two deals that effectively came into effect last year in terms of how it added value to our shareholders. One of them was the sale of the Rattlesnake Hills property in Wyoming, and I think the last time we had an interview, I talked about that. But subsequent to that interview, we did a more significant transaction, which was selling our 35.5% joint venture interest in a property called what we call the Pardo property, and it's a paleoplacer gold project in Ontario, and we sold that 35.5% interest and became the largest shareholder in a company called Inventus Mining. And so we own 24.5% shares in that company as a result of that, and essentially consolidated the ownership in 100% hands in the name of Inventus, but we remain exposed for our shareholders through this large shareholding. And what's great about that company is our co-shareholders are significant players in the mining industry, and they understand good projects and good investments opportunities. And they are people like Robert McEwen, Eric Sprott, and Osisko Royalties are other big shareholders with us in that company.
You know, let's change gears here for a second and talk about some metrics. Maybe revenues from 2016, what's going to happen here in the second and third, fourth quarter of 2017. Can you give us a little bit about a forward statement?
Yeah, well, our plan is to get ourselves into a position, translate our working capital into cash that we can or do a financing between now and the summer. And our plan is to have a significant exploration program going up on the Elephant Mountain property. Between now and the summer, we'll be disclosing to the marketplace what the nature of a program is that we're planning up there and the rough budgeting levels. But it should be significant because it will include geophysics, additional soil sampling on 6 kilometer scale gold targets that we've got, and diamond drilling on at least 3 of those targets and possibly more. So we got a big program planned, and it should generate news right through the summer and fall. And of course, we'll try to keep shareholders up to date on our key investments, because GFG has also was one of the companies that with Rattlesnake Hills. They did a bought deal financing this past year and plan for about $5 million, and they plan a very aggressive program. So we'll remain exposed through our shareholding on that. And Inventus is drilling now and is just continuing to put out results. I think they just put out some more results today, and they will have a program conducting an exploration program through this year as well. So there'll be news coming on several fronts, but the news that we control is the news coming out of Elephant Mountain in Alaska, which is the 100% owned project.
Our company that we're highlighting today is Endurance Gold Corp. They've got a lot of exciting news. They got a lot of things in the hopper out there. I feel the stock is underpriced at 0.08. That's 8 cents, and their market cap is only $8 million. My guest today is Robert Boyd. He is the CEO of Endurance Gold Corp. Well, they trade on the TSX Venture under the ticker symbol ED. G. Robert, I want to thank you for coming on the show. It's always a pleasure to have you on here. Hopefully, you'll come back in another 40 or 50 days. Give us an update about the property up there in Alaska. I wish you nothing but continued success.
Well, it's my pleasure, Everett. All those numbers you gave are in Canadian dollars, and we're going to be up there spending them in U.S. dollars. So thank you.
Talk to you soon.
The following program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire LLC, which is responsible for the following content. The opinions and information provided on today's show are those of the guests and of those of the respective companies they represent, and does not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of this station. Uptick Network encourages all listeners of the show to do their own due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that'll work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of today's show may have paid to appear on the show and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Network or this station.